Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Alan. Thank you so much for tuning in to the moments about the Virgin Mary in the role as the Mother of God today. We're talking today about Mary as the Queen of Patriarchs.
A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker which lets you share your content with the world. Mary is the Queen of Patriarchs.
In the realm of Christianity, Mary is universally revered as the Mother of Jesus Christ. Her significance, however, extends far beyond her role as a mother. Mary holds a unique and unparalleled position as the Queen of Patriarchs. This title, rooted in history and scripture, underscores her profound influence on the lives of the faithful and her integral role in the salvation story. Understanding and acknowledging Mary as the Queen of Patriarchs is essential for deepening our faith and cultivating a personal relationship with her.
To fully comprehend Mary's regal status within the Christian tradition, it is imperative to delve into the biblical narratives and historical developments surrounding her life. In the biblical book of Genesis, we encounter the concept of patriarchs, revered fathers who played pivotal roles in the establishment and continuation of God's covenant with humanity. Foremost among them is Abraham, known as the father of many nations. His faithfulness and obedience symbolize the foundational pillars of the patriarchal era. In a striking parallel, Mary's role as the mother of Jesus aligns her with the stature of these revered patriarchs. Just as Abraham was chosen by God to bring blessings to all nations, Mary was chosen to bear the Messiah who would redeem humanity from sin. Mary's obedience and submission to God's plan signify her pivotal role in the fulfillment of God's promises. In this sense, she becomes an honorary patriarch, standing among the esteemed forefathers.
The notion of Mary as the Queen of Patriarchs gains further significance through typology, a common interpretive method within Christianity. Typology involves drawing connections between individuals, events, or objects in Scripture to reveal deeper spiritual truths. In this framework, Mary is often identified as the new Eve, just as Jesus is considered the new Adam. This typological association emphasizes Mary's crucial role in the redemption of humanity, mirroring Eve's pivotal role in the fall of humanity.
Through her unwavering obedience to God's will, Mary undoes the disobedience of Eve and opens the path to salvation for humankind. In this typological understanding, Mary becomes a figure of immense importance, elevated to the status of queenship among the patriarchs. Her unique position emerges from her essential participation in God's plan for salvation, heralding a new era of divine favor and grace.
The title Queen of Patriarchs also acknowledges Mary's maternal intercession on behalf of humanity. Mary's unparalleled role as a loving and caring mother is readily visible in the scriptural accounts of her life. Both at the wedding at Cana and during the crucifixion, she exemplifies her maternal concern by advocating for the needs of others. These instances highlight Mary's central role as an intercessor, mediating between humanity and the divine. As Queen of Patriarchs, Mary exercises her maternal authority to intercede for the faithful, pleading our needs and intentions to God. By recognizing her authority and seeking her intercession, we tap into a powerful source of divine favor. Mary's motherly care encompasses the entire human family, unifying the Church and transcending the boundaries of time and space. This extraordinary maternal presence places her at the very heart of Christian devotion and worship.
Understanding Mary as the Queen of Patriarchs invites us to embrace her as an integral part of our spiritual lives. By recognizing her unique connection to the patriarchs, we acknowledge her pivotal role in the unfolding of God's divine plan for humanity. Mary's regal status reveals her capacity to intercede and care for us as a loving mother. In cultivating a personal relationship with this heavenly queen, we come to experience the profound depth of her love and her ceaseless desire to draw us closer to her son, Jesus Christ.
In conclusion, Mary's title as the Queen of Patriarchs encapsulates her essential role in Christian theology and devotion. Through biblical narratives, typology, and her maternal intercession, Mary secures her place among the esteemed fathers of faith. Acknowledging her regal status affirms her profound impact on the lives of the faithful and invites us to cultivate a deeper relationship with her. By recognizing Mary as the Queen of Patriarchs, we honor her esteemed position and open ourselves to the abundant blessings she tirelessly bestows upon us.
This was Mary as the Queen of Patriarchs, by the moments about the Virgin Mary in the role as the Mother of God, and this was episode number 33. My name is Alan Gregory, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.